Support for KRVS comes from HomeBank, helping the fixer-upper homeowner achieve their renovation dreams through HomeBank's one-time close construction loan. Learn more at home24bank.com. HomeBank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Funding for KRVS provided by Rouse's Markets, which supports our regional food systems by buying from local farmers, fishermen, and manufacturers. More information on Rouse's can be found at www.rouses.com.
How does your business benefit when you underwrite KRVS programming? You build brand awareness in a clutterless, commercial-free environment, link your brand with trusted programming, target our dedicated and discerning audience, and show your support for arts and learning in Acadiana. Make an impact on your business and your community by becoming an underwriter today. Call us at 337-482-5787, 337-482-KRVS, and ask about underwriting.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Biden is expected to address the nation today about the ongoing evacuation flights from Kabul. The administration is facing mounting questions as the U.S. military struggles to get American diplomats and other personnel out of Afghanistan. There are reports that the Taliban, which overthrew the Afghan government on Sunday, may be interfering with those efforts. NPR's Amy Held reports the U.S. has flown out roughly 9,000 people, just a fraction of the number of Americans waiting to leave the country.
Much of the upheaval marking the Taliban's sudden takeover of the capital is playing out now at the Kabul airport. Desperate people rushed the runway this week, prompting the U.S. to suspend flights as Taliban gunmen patrol the streets outside. The Pentagon says it's speeding up flights with the aim of evacuating up to 9,000 people a day. And it's not just Americans looking to get home. As many as 100,000 Afghans, now Taliban targets, are looking to get out, including those who helped the U.S. military over a 20-year war, plus journalists, human rights workers, and their families, too. Biden says if needed, he may extend the August 31st military drawdown deadline to get Americans evacuated. Amy Held, NPR News.
Tropical storm Henri is making its way toward the northeastern coast of the U.S. National Hurricane Center meteorologist Dennis Felkin says the storm could hit parts of New England by the weekend.
A hurricane watch has been issued for Long Island, and there's also a hurricane watch out from New Haven, Connecticut, eastward to Sagamore Beach, Massachusetts. That includes Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard, and Block Island. So those are the areas that could see hurricane conditions within 36 to 48 hours.
Forecasters say Tropical Storm Henri could reach hurricane status as it picks up strength in the Atlantic. Hospitals in Alabama have run out of ICU beds for the first time since the start of the coronavirus pandemic. Mary Scott Hodgen from member station WBHM reports the state is requesting federal aid to help deal with the latest coronavirus surge.
Hospitals in Alabama are rushing to turn units like emergency rooms into ICU beds. Patients are being treated in hallways. They're waiting hours for care. Dr. Don Williamson is the president of Alabama's Hospital Association.
So it's rippling now throughout the healthcare system. And I don't want to be an alarmist, but I don't at this point have a reason to believe we've reached the peak of this surge.
He says hospitals don't have enough staff. Remaining healthcare providers are exhausted and frustrated. Alabama has among the lowest vaccination rates in the country. Less than 50% of state residents have gotten their first dose. For NPR News, I'm Mary Scott Hodgen in Birmingham.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 243 points. This is NPR News. Hospitals in Northeast Florida have reached capacity amid a surge of new coronavirus infections. Jacksonville had one of the lowest vaccination rates in the state heading into July. Florida now accounts for 1 in 5 coronavirus cases nationwide as the highly contagious Delta variant continues to spread. The newly announced host of the popular game show Jeopardy is stepping down. NPR's Eric Deggans reports Mike Richards has announced his resignation following a string of controversies.
In a note to the program's staff, Richards, who's also the show's executive producer, says continuing as new host, quote, would be too much of a distraction. News of offensive and sexist comments he made on a podcast he hosted emerged this week, bringing condemnation from critics such as the Anti-Defamation League. The decision last week to elevate Richards after weeks of guest host audition for the show also sparked concerns about the fairness of the selection process. Jeopardy will resume its search for a permanent host while developing a new roster of guest hosts to be revealed next week. Eric Deggans, NPR News.
An indoor vaccine mandate is now in effect in San Francisco. Starting today, anyone entering restaurants and bars must show proof of vaccination. The mandate also extends to gyms, clubs, and theaters within city limits. The updated health order also requires employees at these businesses to be vaccinated. San Francisco's indoor mask mandate also remains in effect. I'm Windsor Johnston, and you're listening to NPR News. In Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Subaru, with the 2021 Subaru Forester, featuring standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and safety technology. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. Learn more at Subaru.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Do stay tuned, though, at 1 o'clock for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And after Nick, stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with Freetown Radio. And, of course, we have more national and international news coming up on the program, All Things Considered, at 4 p.m. To start off this hour, we're going to go back to 1960 and listen to a number that was originally a big hit for Big Joe Turner back in 1952. B.B. King made this one his own and took it to number two on the R&B charts in 1960. Here's B.B. King with Sweet 16.
Down in New Orleans. sister, sisters down in New Orleans. Well, you know I'm having so much trouble, woman. Baby, I wonder what in the world is gonna happen to me.
B.B. King with his two-sided hit of 1960, Sweet 16, side one and side two. Side two got to was the one that got to number two on the R&B charts. And again, a number that Big Joe Turner had recorded back in 1952, and Turner had a hit with that one. Most people think of B.B. King's biggest hit as The Thrill Is Gone. That song was first recorded by Roy Hawkins back around 1951. It was a hit for him when he recorded it for Modern Records, and of course, a hit for B.B. King many years later. Let's go back to the original version, Roy Hawkins, here on KRVS.
The thrill is gone away. Yes, the thrill is gone to stay. Baby, you've done me wrong. You'll be sorry someday. The thrill is gone from me. I still live on, lonely though I'll be. That old thrill we knew, nothing but misery.
first time I met you, baby, you leave your magic well. But now I can't forget you, 'cause I'm free, free from your spell. The thrill is gone, gone, gone for good. Baby's all over. I carry all that's understood.
Taj Mahal and the Hula Blues from a disc called Hana Pepe Dream. That came out on Tone Cool Records back in 1999. That was Taj Mahal's rendition of the old Mississippi John Hurt tune, My Creole Bell. Taj was preceded here on KRVS by Roy Hawkins. We heard Roy Hawkins from 1951 doing the original Thrill Is Gone, a number that later, of course, made very famous by B.B. King. We turn next here on the Blues Box. Let's listen to a bit of John Hurt. Mississippi John Hurt recorded something like 13 tunes back in the late 1920s, went back to Avalon, Mississippi, and stayed there for 35 years, living in relative obscurity. He'd play for fish fries and local events, but never recorded and really sort of lost to history until he was rediscovered back in 1963 by Tom Hoskins on his way to go to Mardi Gras in New Orleans. And John Hurt had 3 years of performances and recordings and was a big influence on a whole lot of both blues and folk musicians. His genteel style of blues, his wonderful voice, and his finger-picking was a bit more complicated than it sounds sometimes. Here is Mississippi John Hurt. here on KRVS with Hot Time in the Old Town tonight.
There's hot times in Old Town, downtown tonight. Hot times in Old Town tonight. There's hot times in Old Town, downtown tonight. Hot times in Old Town tonight. Hot times in Old Town tonight. Yes, come and go with me down in Old Town tonight. Hot times in Old Town tonight. Rubber tie your hack. I'm going down to bring my baby back. It's hot times in Old Town, downtown tonight. Hot times in Old Town tonight. Going down with razor, oh yes, in my hand. I'm going down looking for that man. It's hot times in Old Town, downtown tonight. Hot times in Old Town tonight. Rubber tie your boogie, rubber tie your hat. I'm going down to bring my baby back. It's hot times in Old Town, downtown tonight. Hot times in Old Town tonight. Hanging around my mate,
wanna use all for myself. You know I'm gonna crawl up to your window, baby. Wanna crawl up to your door. You got anything I want, baby? Wanna crawl up on your floor, because I'm a crawling king snake, baby. And I rose my day.
Hooker with one of his versions of Crawling King Snake. A lot of us for years felt that that was his tune, but the first blues version of that recorded was by Big Joe Williams, and some say that the song itself goes back a lot farther than that, at least some of the references in the song. But great job by John Lee Hooker. Also, great job by Mississippi John Hurt. We heard the late John Hurt doing Hot Time in the Old Town tonight. Music next here on KRVS from a new disc by someone that unfortunately just passed away, Wee Willie Walker. Wee Willie Walker and the Anthony Pauli Soul Orchestra performing on a disc called In My Lifetime. Walker, originally from Mississippi, he worked in Memphis for years with a gospel group called the Redemption Harmonizers. That was back in the 50s, and ended up moving up to Minneapolis, but would make frequent treks back down to Memphis. We're going to take a listen to a tune he has on this disc called Till You've Walked in My Shoes. Wee Willie Walker and the Anthony Pauli Soul Orchestra.
I live wild and free. You say I'm crazy. That may well be. Born in Mississippi and raised in Tennessee. I'm here to tell you there's nothing I ain't seen. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you choose. Don't you even try to tell me about the blues. Till you walk in my shoes. Tell me about science, computer technology, a world full of things that are all foreign to me. There's still things I don't know, don't you be confused. My name is Wee Willie Walker, a giant at 5'2". Tell me what you want, tell me when you do. Don't you even try to tell me about the blues. Don't say a word till you walk in my shoes. Have you ever had Thanksgiving with no food to eat? 6 kids in a shack, no water, no heat. Daddy left my mama before she gave me life. My umbilical with my own knife.
you walk in my shoes.
Don't tell me nothing.
Not about the blues.
Don't tell me nothing.
Something I can't use.
Don't tell me nothing.
You see, I've been there.
Don't tell me nothing.
I can tell you exactly where. Don't tell
don't
me
tell
nothing.
Me
about the blues.
Don't tell me nothing.
You know the blues are real. Hey,
don't tell me nothing.
Don't tell me nothing.
Don't tell me nothing. Don't tell me nothing.
Teresa James and the Rhythm Tramps from a disc called Here in Babylon that came out in 2019. And that, of course, was a number called Gonna Find Me a Bar with a blues band in it and a good jukebox. Teresa James grew up in Houston, although she now functions out of Los Angeles. She grew up in Houston, learned piano at an early age, had a father and a grandfather who were big into music. Before hearing James and her band, we heard the late Wee Willie Walker and the Anthony Pauly Soul Orchestra from a brand new disc, good too. The disc is called In My Lifetime. We heard Walker do a number for us called Till You Walk a Mile in My Shoes. We're going to turn next year on KRVS to Curtis Salgado. He hails from Eugene, Oregon. He was at one time co-fronting Robert Cray's band back in the late 1970s. And he ended up in 77. John Belushi was in Eugene, Oregon, filming Animal House. So he heard Salgado play one night, and they became fast friends. Salgado taught him a lot about the blues. And Juliet Jake ended up, Belushi ended up incorporating some of what he knew into his character, the Blues Brothers. Here's Curtis Salgado from the disc, The Beautiful Lowdown. We heard Wee Willie Walker doing Till You Walked a Mile in My Shoes. Here's Curtis Salgado with Till You Walk a Mile in My Blues.
Imagine this here life and all the things I've been through. I've been knocked down so many times. Hard times ain't nothing new. I've been cut from stem to stern, so back up again. Lost my brother to the needle, lost my wife to her best friend. Trail of tears, and I've got the scars to prove it. I've been on the road for years. I hold my head up high, 'cause crying won't do no good. I ain't asking for nothing. Hell, I wouldn't if I. Talk about walk a mile in my blues. Walk a mile in my blues, yeah. You'll never understand all the living I've been through. Every road I travel, yeah, I pay my dues. Walk a mile in my blues. Oh, love, yeah. Walk a mile in my blues.
I tipped up to my window, wished I had my gun. Vines wrapped around him, he was going some. He been digging my potatoes, tramping on my vine. But I have a special place resting on my mind. While I'm reading, I love tomatoes, used to make good wine. Reading, I love you, baby, 'cause you nice and you so kind. You been digging my potato, tramping on my vine. But I have a special place resting on my mind. My greens is solid green, my potatoes is solid red. Didn't have no kind of trouble till I caught it in my bed. You been digging my potatoes, tramping on my vine. But I have a special place resting on my mind. Potatoes, you've been tramping on my vine. You've been digging my potatoes, tramping on my vine. But I have a special place resting on my mind. I gave you all my money, all I had to spare. Gracious, I know I didn't want you, but you could always find him there. He been digging my potato, tramping on my vine. But I have a special place resting on my mind. Myself a ticket out of 61. When I find my baby, well, I'm gonna check my gun, 'cause you've been digging my potato, tramping on my vine. But I have a special place.
Warner Williams on guitar and vocals, Jay Sommerauer on blues harp from their 2004 release, Blues Highway, their rendition of Digging My Potatoes, a number first recorded by Little Son Joe with Memphis Minnie back in 39. Big Bill Brunzy did a version of it, Sonny Terry, Brownie McGee, Lead Belly, a lot of people have covered that one over the years. Before that, we heard Curtis Salgado from his disc, The Beautiful Lowdown. That disc came out back in 2016. He did Walk a Mile in My Blues, and he's had his share of adversity, certainly a cancer survivor and all that sort of thing. We're going to turn next to Ralph Willis, originally from Alabama, ended up moving to North Carolina so he could learn from people that had learned from Blind Boy Fuller. We're going to go back to 1951, October of that year, to listen to Ralph Willis do a number called Old Home Blues.
I will be standing way down on that railroad line. Well, darling, 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 oh, my darling, I has the old home blues. Yes, I mean, I really has the old home blues. Yes, I have got my suitcase packed, and I don't intend to turn back. No need to grieve, darling, cause I told you I'm leaving. I hear the old home blues. You know when things look like it's swell, something come along, make it bad for me. Well, 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 well. Well, darling, darling, oh, my darling, I hear the old home blues. Yes, I mean, I really has the old home blues. I really had the old home blues. Yes, I've got my suitcase packed, and I don't intend to turn back. No need to grieve, darling, cause I told you I was leaving. I had the old home blues. When things look like the swell, something come along, make it bad for me. Well, 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 well. Well, darling, darling, oh, my darling, I had the old home blues. Yes, I mean, I really had the old home blues.
You know I don't work in no candy kitchen. Little girl, I don't sell no chewing gum. No, you know I don't work in no candy kitchen. Little girl, I don't sell no chewing gum. Still, I don't have to grab no pick and shovel. Yes, and roll from sun to sun. Yes, you know I ain't gonna pick no cotton. I ain't gonna pull no corn. If I see a mule run away with the wool, I'm gonna tell him to go head on. You know I don't pick no cotton, little girl. I don't pull no corn. Yes, if I see a mule run away with the wool, you know I'm gonna tell him to go head on. Yes, you know I woke up this morning just about to break a day. I tried to hold my bed cause I don't work on no WP&A. You know I don't work no candy kitchen. Little girl, I don't sell no chewing gum. Still, I don't have to grab no pick and shovel, man, and roll from sun to sun. Yes, I'm going back home. Tell you what I'm gonna do. Gonna lay down my old work clothes, cause my work is through. You know I don't work in no candy kitchen. Little girl, I don't sell no chewing gum. Still, I don't have to grab no pick and shovel, man, and roll from sun to sun.
Lightning Hopkins recording for Aladdin Records back in 1948. He put down those recordings in Houston, Texas. The first Aladdin recordings he did were in Los Angeles. Early Lightning Hopkins. Lightning was preceded here on KRVS by Ralph Willis, a Piedmont stylist that, again, ended up North Carolina, from Alabama to North Carolina, and ultimately to New York City. We heard Ralph Willis from 1951 doing Old Home Place. Well, we just heard Lightning Hopkins. We're going to return to Texas next year on KRVS and listen to ZZ Hill. He had his career was really taking off in the early 1980s when he went with Malico Records and had some pretty decent hits. Unfortunately, he ended up dying as a result of injuries received in a traffic accident in 1984. From a 1984 release, here is ZZ Hill here on KRVS with Ruining My Bad Reputation. I can be late ZZ Hill here on KRVS with a number written by the late Denise LaSalle, Ruining My Bad Reputation. And that brings to a close this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS. I'm Raul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in. Also like to invite you to stay tuned. We have more good music coming your way in just a few moments on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And after Nick, stay tuned at 3 p.m. for Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. After Roger at 4 p.m., national and international news from NPR. You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette and member-supported public radio. Thanks to all of you out there who keep us on the air with your annual contributions. We'll be back next Friday morning with another Blues Box right after morning edition at 9 a.m. And here's the late Freddie King to take us on up to the top of the hour with a little instrumental called San Jose. Have a great weekend. Stay cool.
Best place to stay irate every Sunday night for decades now is tuning into Jamon here on KRVS. Daddy Cecil with ya. 2 hours of classic Rasta reggae Sunday nights 9 to 11, Saturday mornings 1 to 3 here on 88.7 KRVS.
This is Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News correspondent in Paris, bringing France home to Louisiana listeners on NPR's All Things Considered. Parlez-vous français? KRVS brings you news, music, and Louisiana culture en français every day. Écoutez All Things Considered, weekdays from 4 to 6 p.m. right here on listener-supported KRVS Radio Acadie.
Acadiana Center for the Arts is proud to host a major solo exhibition by Louisiana-based and internationally recognized artist Stephanie Patton on display through September 11th. Patton explores many art forms, including photography, performance art, textiles, and even hosts KRVS's very own Lost in Love radio show as Ranella Rose Champagne. Acadiana Center for the Arts Galleries and Cafe are open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. More information can be found at acadianacenterforthearts.org.
Get in the groove and funkify your life. 1 p.m. on Thursday and Friday night at 9.
Support for KRVS provided by Sutton Link Business. Working to keep your business connected and protected with secure internet and speeds up to 1 gig. More info can be found at suttonlinkbusiness.com.
KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.